This is the BBC.
We're back. This is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A new week of bangers. Also, Dev on Real or No Real. Are we running out of music again? We've got some real big similarities between some old songs and some new songs. And we have an I'm in love with my Uber driver update from our listener, Lucy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Right, so we're back on. You right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. How was Eurovision?
It was amazing. You know I love it. But I'm back with you now, my radio wife, so it's all good. I was going to bring you some Ukrainian sweets back for you. I love people that feel they have to bring sweets back for the office when they go on holiday. Not that it was a holiday. And the thing is, I was going to bring them back. So I was looking in the confectionery section at the airport, but sadly I couldn't tell what anything was. Because
so you just didn't bother.
So I didn't bother. I don't know if I've told you, the first day I got there, I wanted to buy some milk and I wanted semi-skim. So I go into the little supermarket. All the bottles are obviously either in Russian or Ukrainian, so I didn't really have much of a clue of what to buy. Later that day, I did some filming at a Russian billionaire's house called Zahor. They've been on our show before. He's married to a very famous pop star in Ukraine called Kamalia. I said to him, tried to buy some milk earlier. I obviously couldn't understand any of the bottles. Do you know which colour is the semi-skimmed? And he went, no, I have never been to a shop. Never been to a shop. So couldn't help me. Didn't have any milk all week.
And did you... Oh, so you never succeeded in getting milk?
No. If you want to see any of this stuff, by the way, it's on... just search for Eurovision Song Contest on BBC iPlayer. Just going around a Russian billionaire's house there, sure.
Scott Mills.
So talk to me. Alice Levine, lovely?
Very lovely,
last
of
week.
Course, yeah.
Matt Emerson,
yep.
Great.
Yep.
Did he make you buy his lunch?
Every day.
Every day.
Well, it's his latest money-saving tip, isn't it?
So money-saving.
Someone else to buy your lunch.
So money-saving. Did he pay you back?
No, and some of them were quite expensive lunches as well, Scott. He really treats himself with me.
He'll be doing, like, instalments, 99p a month.
Yeah, right.
Scott Mills.
Cannot wait to see Katy Perry in Hull. Her Instagram stories are everything at the moment.
I'm not really across it. What's going on?
She just does a lot of them and they're very funny.
Is
very
a lot
funny.
Of cookery stuff?
That she's less on the cookery now. I just saw her kind of. She's just having fun with her friends. I really like her hair at the moment as well. I thought it went a bit weird for a while, but now I think it looks cool.
I'm looking forward to the buffet at Big Weekend.
I know. I hope it's a good one. Katy Perry, Amigos, Bon Appetit. Do you know? I was just thinking when I'm playing that, it's really good to hear Radio 1 music again. As much as I love Eurovision. Mm. When you've heard the ballad from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia for the 15th time, you just want to play Katy Perry, Bon Appetit.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
Right. Depressing times at Radio 1 if what we believe to be true is happening. Are we running out of music?
Well, it's a real problem here, isn't it? There might come a point where, because there's only a certain combination of notes that you can have, and we're going to run out at some point. And if that time does come, what is Radio 1 going to do then? Because we're all about new music.
Now, we've mentioned this, we've been banging about this for a while, but more and more examples come to light all the time. A lot of them sent in by you. If you've got one, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just maybe a song that coincidentally sounds similar to another song already out there.
Yeah, we should point out that I don't think this is like a legal thing or anything. It's just...
Definitely not.
It's not their fault. We're just running out of combination of notes. Songs are starting to sound the same. You ready for some more?
Okay, I'm ready. What have you got?
Scott, so many people get in contact to tell us about this one. This is James Arthur.
Oh, we just played it, yeah.
Yeah, Can I Be Him? Scott, it sounds so similar to old school Blink.
Oh, I just saw a load of texts from people saying that when we played the song. And you're not wrong. I think Grimmy will bring this up on Breakfast Show tomorrow with James.
Oh, mate, so many people saying this. Abby from Jersey, Chris from Ipswich. I'm sure it's not his fault, though.
Grimmy, if you're listening, I dare you to bring that up tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Good luck.
How about new music from Shawn Mendes?
Oh, yeah?
There's nothing holding me back.
Love this. What does this sound like? I can't hear it.
Well, very similar, Scott, to Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, a bit. I want to let it take control.
Because every time that she gets closer... Yes. I mean, it's nearly there, isn't it? You've got to do the equivalent of squinting, but with your ears.
Yeah, I was squinting with ears then. I don't think.
No, not having that one.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, this one's a little bit mad.
What's this?
This is Rag and Bone Man. Skin. Life
It's a mystery. Everyone.
Who's this, Scott?
Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pretend you don't know who Madonna is.
I'm joking.
It's just similar because gospel choir. Yeah, gospel choir.
Yeah. The next one was spotted by Greg James, so we need to thank him for this one.
Thanks, Greg.
This is Biffy.
Sounds like...
just like Baywatch. Biffy, Friends and Enemies. Baywatch thing.
Oh, no. Afraid to step into the light. Oh, they'll be happy with that.
One more song, Scott.
Okay.
One more song. Okay, you're going to have to listen really hard to get this one, but see if you can spot it. It's New Styles.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
And the noise from Catchphrase.
So who's playing that one?
This is getting loose now, right, isn't it?
It's getting a bit loose. Again, please.
Harry Styles. Catchphrase.
Close, but it's not right. Amazing. Scott Mills. I ate so badly last week, I felt like you.
All the Kievs.
Oh, no, there wasn't all the Kievs because I was in Kiev. Kiev. But there was just so much pizza and fried goods.
Hey, I saw you getting a load of stick for the way that you were pronouncing Kiev.
Well, there's some idiot on Twitter yesterday.
Because what you've done is you've gone out there and you've then adopted the dialect, haven't you?
Well, but when you're in Ukraine, which I was, and so was Graham Norton and Mel, they want you to say Kiev.
Kiev. Yeah, but no one says it here like that. So, yeah, this guy was giving you stick on Twitter, I saw.
No, he was having a go at me for the way I spell it.
Yeah, but is that not like me going to Spain and then tweeting, oh, I'm here in Espanol?
No, it's what the government want. Don't get into this.
Right, fine,
seriously.
Sorry, mate.
Don't get into it. Don't get into the Ukrainian government vibes.
No,
you won't be able to get out of that alive.
I'm well away from that.
Not what I mean alive. I just mean it's a big hole to dig,
well,
you know?
We're fine.
Yeah, don't go
move
there.
Move away.
Literally move away. Kygo and Ellie Goulding coming up with First Time. So I'm just on the chicken now. Chicken and veg.
Fine.
Because, you know, we've got Big Weekend coming up.
So you're claiming you're going to be healthy up until Big Weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just chicken now. Because you know what they say? No chicken, no chest.
I've never heard of that phrase before. Is that a thing?
It's a gym phrase, I believe. One of my mates yesterday was going through some gym terms that him and the lads use, like my most laddie friend.
Is it like no prawn, no brawn?
That is exactly that. There must be some more. No chicken, no chest is a new one, which I'd never heard before. Getting the tries for the guys, curls for the girls, etc. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Greg James is in Miami at the moment interviewing The Rock. Don't know whether you've seen his social media, but there's been an incident.
So in preparation for The Rock, I got a spray tan to be a bit more Miami. You know that bit in Friends where Ross is an 8? Okay. Oh God, it's even worse on selfie. No filter.
Doesn't even look like Greg. It's on his social media. It's made it onto Twitter Moments now.
It's so good.
Looks ridiculous. So Dev's in for Greg today from 4 because he's with The Rock in Miami. I mean, even when he washes that off, because you know when you have a spray tan, you wash it off and a lot of it comes off.
Mate, he's got a tan like you.
It's worse than me. So much bigger than mine. Think like Strictly Tan and then times that by 10, and that's what he's going for. It's on Greg's social media.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Be honest, is everyone a little bit disappointed that I didn't bring back any kind of presents for you from Ukraine?
It would have been the polite thing to do.
Right, I just feel bad coming back empty-handed because I know a lot of people actually, when they do go on holiday here, they do bring something back, but it's not a holiday, it was actually a working trip.
No, yeah, but if you go on a plane, it's kind of a holiday, isn't it? Yeah. Be honest.
What did you want, a big Toblerone or something?
There's still a sort of large percentage which makes you think you're on holiday. No, even if you just, literally as you were going through arrivals at... I don't know, whatever airport you come back into, Heathrow, wherever. Mm. Could have just picked up anything, really. Right. One of those funny M&M people.
Oh,
that could
have
been good.
Or, like, I did see, actually, which you probably would have quite liked, some Kinder Bueno.
Yeah, exactly. Just bring back some holiday food,
you know? I'm sorry. I'll do it next time.
It didn't even need to be much effort put into it.
No. I mean, yeah, you're right. I could have done it at this end.
Yeah.
All right, next time. So Bangers coming up. Back on that at 2:40. I've almost forgotten what time we do things. 2:40 for Bangers. And then a follow-up on one of our stories that we had in April on the show. Do you remember the girl that fell in love with her Uber driver? Literally, she was on a business trip in America, was in the car with him about 10 minutes, but was like, this is love, I love him. She's been to America. We've got an update at 3:10.
Scott Mills.
This is a good point. Do you remember when it was the big boxing match a few weeks ago and we said that the guy, Michael Buffer, has trademarked the phrase, let's get ready to rumble. No, but if you say it in his style, then he does invoice you and has made millions out of copywriting that phrase. It's his. No one else can say it. We've got Stuart from Dumfries on going... Mills, maybe I missed this. Did we ever find out if Michael Buffer has sent you an invoice yet for his trademark, let's get ready to... I don't even like saying it, just in case. As far as I'm aware...
Just say, let's get ready to rumba.
As far as I'm aware, no, as long as you don't do it in his... That voice, it's fine.
Let's
No.
Who pays, you or Radio 1?
I don't know.
If you pay, I might say it a few times.
No, don't.
No.
It's loads of money every time. We haven't had an invoice as yet, Stuart.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So, quick question then. What if a listener comes on the phone and then says it?
They
what
have
happens
to pay.
Then?
They personally have to pay. Nothing to do with me.
I don't think they do they?
So, Gemma, don't say it, okay?
I am really tempted to say it right now you said that. Yeah.
Well, you'll get the bill.
I would in your position.
You'll get the bill.
No, I can't afford that.
He's minted, this guy, and that's how he does it, by going, right, you said it, that's £1 million, please.
Yeah, and he's always listening.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Gemma?
I'm at work in Peterborough.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a delivery sales driver. Can I mention a company or...?
Yeah!
It's called Ringtons.
It's called Ringtons! Okay.
It's called Ringtons!
Yeah, all right, don't say it again. So, welcome back. Bangers is back on. Who do you normally choose?
I'm 50-50.
Okay.
All the time. One day it's Scott, and one day it's Chris.
Yeah, it can depend
one
on
day
the weather.
I don't agree.
Depend on the weather, that kind of thing. So, hey, Scott, on Friday we did Eurovision Bangers in your absence.
I heard.
It was well good, actually.
And who won?
I won with Loreen, Euphoria.
What a tune.
Which I know you'd be proud of.
The absolutely best Eurovision song ever. Okay, this is what I've got for you. Jay-Z, Izzo.
She likes that, I think. Sort of grunting away there.
Yeah, it was a grunt, yes.
You know they like it.
You know they like it.
Scott, that's your choice. Do you know what? Mine's a bit old school as well. This is my choice, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Banger from Kanye here, Good Life.
Me and you so urban today.
Yeah. I'm kind of in the mood for either of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's your choice.
I've got a coin here.
Don't coin it.
Why?
Hello.
I take it, okay. Scott will be heads.
Okay. Here we go.
Well, do you like them both equally as much? So you got to toss a coin on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Hashtag sad.
It's all right.
All right. Okay. Heads, I win. Tails, Scott loses.
No.
No,
I'm heads.
Scott.
Yes?
You win.
Yeah!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Not guilty. Y'all got to feel me. H to the Izzo. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up.
Aaron's been on, he's saying the RAF are blasting this in their hangar near where he is at the moment. Just imagine some pilots nodding their heads to Izzo by Jay-Z.
I can imagine a few dogs with their heads out the window as well, just sort of nodding along to this. You know, like they do sometimes. Occasionally pass a car with the dog with their heads out.
Looking like they're having the time of their lives.
Yeah, just looking happy.
Yeah, so happy. Isn't it? Every time they're popping out the window there, the smile is just... They love it so much.
That's what I want to be.
Yeah, I want to be that happy. Any robberies?
No rubbish at all with that one.
Two very, I would have had trouble picking between those two today, but one to me to start the week for Izzo, Jay-Z on Bangers.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio. One! You lot are so good at sending me your stories. Email me your best ones to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we might get you on. There is a chance we'll call you. And it seems a lot of our listeners have absolutely no problem telling us about their love lives. They just share it.
Yeah, I think it's good that people can view us like that, because in a way we can be like that friend that approves or disapproves or gives advice. Yeah. Like, I like that role.
Yeah. So I don't know whether you remember, but we spoke to a girl called Lucy way back in April. She emailed me saying she had the best dating story ever. It was good. Basically, she was in Utah on business. Ooh, Utah business. And she met a guy called Will, who she really fancied. But how they met was pretty interesting. Let me play you a clip to remind you.
We went out on the second night I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I got picked up by an Uber taxi.
Yeah.
And love at first sight, really. Just hit it off massively.
What?
You fell in love with your Uber driver.
Yes.
You can't fall in love with him. How long are you in the car for? 10 minutes?
About 10 minutes.
I see. I hear these things happening. I don't believe this to be true. What do you mean?
So I got in the car. I saw his little picture that came up and I was like, gosh, he's really good looking.
Oh, the little picture that comes up, it says his registration and a little picture of him.
Yeah.
And obviously you already knew his name.
I did, yeah. Mm. Uber Will.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Uber is not a dating app. It's not that you're meant to select your taxi driver based on the pictures. You're not one of those that sort of accepts cars and then rejects them based on the picture.
Yeah, just cancel it. No, he was definitely lovely looking.
I just don't believe this. I mean, I got one earlier. I didn't fall in love with Mahmood.
Well, he seemed really nice. And he's trying to find us a bar as well. We got in the taxi and asked him to take us to a bar.
Okay.
I asked him if he wanted to join us for a drink.
What? That's insane.
What must he have been thinking?
I think I was jet lagged and I had a few cocktails.
Okay.
So he was working, so I just did the whole, oh, well, let me just take your number then. So I took his number and then just texted him all night.
So that's what happened back in April. It's a good story, right? I was just thinking, hearing that again, cancelling the cab when you see the picture does make it a dating app.
It kind of does, I guess, doesn't it?
It's the equivalent of swiping left.
Maybe this is going to be a game changer in future.
But you get charged.
Yes, true.
So that's incredible work by Lucy there, but unlike most holiday romances, it didn't end there.
After I got home, he booked me a flight to go back out, and I'm going out next Saturday for 10 days.
Whoa, so you're going all the way back to Utah to see the yep. Uber driver that you had relations with?
Yes.
He booked you a flight?
He did, yeah.
What, there and then?
Pretty much like a week after I got back.
Oh my God, yeah. I think I'm in love with Uber Will. How spontaneous.
I'm taking it Uber Will pick you up from the airport as well.
I hope so.
He's going to surge your price. I can tell. Reclaim some of it back.
Oh, this is brilliant.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's quite scary.
10 days is a long time.
We're going to Vegas as well for 4 days.
Of course you are.
Of course we are.
Would you be down for a Vegas wedding?
Probably. Depends how much I've had to drink.
Not Elvis, though, please. Can I request that?
Okay.
Lucy, make sure you keep me updated, please, all right?
I will do, yeah, definitely.
Lucy has kept to her word. She has kept me updated. We're going to speak to her next. She's been to America.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Actually, can't wait for this update.
This story is mad.
So Lucy went on business to America, ordered an Uber, thought, he's fit, and fell in love with her Uber driver. He booked her a flight a week later, met her for 10 minutes, and she has just returned back from her trip to America where she met the Uber driver, Will. Lucy?
Yes.
So you're just back?
I am, yeah. Got back Thursday.
And?
And it went amazingly well.
Did it?
Yes. Completely official, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Whoa!
Oh! You're now fully going out with your Uber driver.
Uber driver, yeah.
Reality check.
He picked me up in the car.
Yes.
Did you notice that he'd sort of sprayed it with a special scent?
It was really clean.
Was it?
Did he have a bottle of water in the back?
No, I didn't know there was. He had pizza waiting for me, though, so that was pretty good.
In the car?
In the car.
Oh, yeah, marry him.
Oh, keeper.
And about half an hour later, did you get an email saying, thank you for choosing Uber and the price?
Yeah, and then, like, to rate him as well.
Oh, so he didn't charge you, did he?
No, he didn't.
So you met him, and obviously you hadn't seen each other for a little bit, so you were probably quite keen to like have a cuddle and stuff like that. So what happened? Did the car just pull up somewhere?
Oh,
or like,
Chris.
Well, no, I'm just wondering how it works. Like,
so he did. He was outside waiting for me after I had got my case. We had a bit of a cheeky snog.
Yes.
I was thinking it'd be like one of those sort of like Love Actually moments, like running into his arms, but we both just didn't. We just were like, hi.
Oh, no, he wasn't standing at arrivals with your name on a card, was he?
No, he was a bit late because he was getting the pizza, so he literally just drove up.
Yeah, it is kind of awkward, though, isn't it? Because you know you've travelled across the world to go see him. So it must be awkward when you see each other again.
I was so nervous he wasn't going to be there, but then he was. So I was good.
They do that sometimes with Uber, Scott, actually.
What?
No shows, or just turn around in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they do. You see them on the little map, like the car turns around.
It's like I'm literally watching your car.
Yeah, I can see your car.
I can see you going in the other direction.
Yeah, I can see what you're doing. You don't want to pick me up.
And then
you've done a complete U-turn there.
You get a text.
Okay, so you're in the car with pizza. What now?
We went straight to his house because I was staying there.
Presumptuous, but yes.
And his mum was there. So... said hello to his mum and got myself settled down.
How was that, meeting his mum after... You've met this guy once in a taxi for 10 minutes and now you're meeting his mum?
I know, she's lovely. They're also very hospitable.
Are they Uber drivers themselves?
No, I think his mum's a retired nurse.
Okay, so you've met the family already. Whoa.
I know. So we had our first official date on the Sunday, the next day.
Where did he drive you?
We went to a theme park.
What theme park?
It was called Lagoon, and they had like a beer day where you could take your own beers and wine.
You can have a few drinks on the rides.
Yeah.
This is just mad. For me, I just can't get my head off the fact that this guy's your Uber driver, you know, and suddenly you're in a theme park. It's really weird. It must be like going out with a famous. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different type of person to the norm. Like, have you managed to shake from your head yet that he is your taxi driver?
He just picked you up one day.
Yeah.
Driver. He just finished his degree in criminal law, but it doesn't sound as good.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Lewis in Salisbury says this story is absolutely brilliant. Somebody needs to jump on it and turn it into a romance movie, probably starring Marty McCutcheon.
Yes.
Tommy Redding says, last time I got one of those cabs, I got a one-star rating for having pizza in.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, but Tommy, you weren't dating him, mate. I think also, if I'm now dating the cab driver, I'm definitely sitting in the front. Do you know what I mean? Not in the back anymore. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, but the front's normally dirty, isn't it? Crisp packets, that kind of thing.
They normally have to remove something off the seat, don't they? Mm. So Lucy's still here. So what happened next in the story?
So then we went to Vegas. He drove me to Vegas.
He drove to Vegas?
We drove to Vegas, yeah, because he used to drive in, isn't he?
Yeah, true. Yeah. And how was that?
It was incredible. We were there for 6 days.
Now, you're not married, are you?
No. I was wearing a white dress on one of the nights and about 50 people asked if we'd just got married.
Awkward.
No, it was a bit. I was like, no.
You said that you're now boyfriend and girlfriend. Can you tell me how he proposed that?
I didn't think he had a choice. I think I was just like, yeah, we're seeing each other again. And
all right, so you forced it upon him?
Yeah, I didn't think he had a choice.
Right, yeah, excellent. It's always well tricky, this, in a relationship where it's got to become official, because it is a kind of proposal. It is always a conversation, isn't it?
I think I was like, I don't really want to meet anybody else, and he's the same.
Oh, I love this.
It was so cute.
It's so cute. I'm going to be looking at all my cab drivers in a different way now.
Potential. It was just the right time, right person, right time.
It sounds like Ed Sheeran lyrics, doesn't it, Scott? Getting an Uber and Utah.
Yeah. Maybe we could write one.
A song about it.
Yeah, I think we might write an Ed-style song.
That'd be amazing.
About you and your Uber Will.
He would love that.
Tell me what happened when you had to leave.
Oh, it's horrible. I cried for like 2 hours.
Oh!
I know. But he gave me a present of an iPad. He gave me like a tablet. I know, so I could keep in touch with him.
It's like the perks are never ending with him.
Right, so now you're back. When are you going to see him again? What happens next?
Well, we're both working in the summer. He's got a job on a farm and I'm going out to Corfu for the summer.
You're going to be even further away from each other then?
Yeah, it's going to be like 11 hours difference now.
Where's he going?
He's in California.
And you're going to Corfu?
Yeah, for the summer.
Excellent. Further away.
So it's a full-on long-distance relationship?
You can't get any further, yeah.
I was reading something the other day about the Uber of private jets, Scott. That is now a thing, apparently. So maybe that's what he needs to get into.
Why were you reading that?
I just saw it pop up on Facebook. Do you know what? If you're in a long-distance relationship like this, have you considered becoming, like, cabin crew or something like that?
It would be a good idea, actually. It'd be a lot cheaper.
So when are you going to see him?
We've said in about 4 months.
Oh,
it's a long time.
It's ages.
We're going to book next week for me to go out. And he's going to take me to Disneyland in California after the summer.
God, where's he getting all this money? I'm telling you, he's driving on the side.
Yeah.
I hope it works out okay. You can do that kissing the screen thing, can't you?
Oh, I hate that.
Can you?
Just zooms in on your nose.
Oh, like Eskimos.
How do you know that?
What? Well, no, because I've got my phone in front of me now. And I'm just looking, if I kiss the screen like this, it kind of goes like, and it zooms right in on my sort of eyes and nose when you try and kiss the phone, doesn't it?
This is like a fairy tale come true. I love it.
I feel like it. I feel a bit living in a dream at the moment.
It's awesome. I love it. And thank you for sharing. Was he okay with it all being on the radio? Because we've had a problem with that before.
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He told me to just tell you that he wants to get involved as well.
Oh, yeah. So get him on. And then when you get married, you can have a sort of guard of honour of Uber cars just sort of lining the way. You can go XL for the wedding.
I've already looked into that. It's a lot.
You can go Lux.
Yeah, we'll cover it all.
Hey, listen, good to speak to you. Any updates, you know where to come, don't you?
I will, yeah. I'm going to start looking into a marriage visa as well for next year.
What?
He doesn't know that yet.
Oh, my word.
Oh, wow.
Don't just throw that in at the end. I'm excited now. Maybe what we should do is when you Skype him at some point, maybe we can be in on the Skype. Maybe we should play out one of these long-distance Skype dates. That could be fun.
I'd like that, yeah.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, definitely. Okay. That'd be really, really good.
Well, look, obviously, we'll cut out all the Rudies.
Wow.
All right, good to speak to you, Lucy.
Oh, you too, guys. See you soon.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is so good.
Scott Mills.
And here's Dev. Good afternoon.
What's going on, chaps? Everyone all right?
Yes, chaps. Hi, lads.
Chappy, I
saw you, very dapper picture of you, at the BAFTAs last night.
Oh, it's crazy. We did, me and Alice Levine, we did their red carpet duty, so we got to interview basically everybody. I got Kim Cattrall, she touched my pocket square. That was good.
Oh, nice one.
Michael McIntyre stroked my crushed velvet. And, best interview of the night, though. We got to have a chat with Joan Collins. It was amazing.
Darling.
She gave us the most Hollywood moment ever.
Go on.
Alice had reached out her hand to meet her. And said, oh, hi, nice to meet you, Joan. She turned away from Alice to her two aides and went, I've changed my mind. I will have my fur.
I will have my fur.
I'm going to start saying that now. I've changed my mind. I will have my fur.
Did she shake Alice's hand?
In the end, yeah. Right, but okay. Sort of kind of left it out there long enough for it to definitely be awkward. It's great.
Okay, here is today's real or no real. Oh, yeah. That's why we're here. Yeah. Are these facts true or just fake?
Sir Paul McCartney has revealed he has been cast in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Because you're all baffed up than that, you should know this.
Well, as you know, Macca's a good mate of mine. For anyone who's seen my Twitter profile picture.
Oh, yeah. You need to change your picture at some point.
I'm never going to get a cooler picture than me and Paul McCartney sat down together just having a little jam. It was great.
That was good. I mean, you're probably not going to be able to better that. And therefore, I think it's fine to keep it up.
No, but it's not about bettering your profile picture, is it?
Well,
you can't have one for so long. I've got a picture of me hugging Rihanna. But I can't get away with that because that's about, that's 3 years old now.
I don't think there's a time limit on these kind of things.
When did you hug Rihanna?
It's the coolest thing.
When did you hug Rihanna?
A while ago. Do you want me to show you the picture?
Yeah.
I'll need to find it. Bear with me and I'll put it up on social.
It's good on the radio, isn't it?
That's what it's about.
Okay. So the thing is, with my one with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, William and Kate, I'm not going to get better than that, so why would I ever change
that? Wow, you say that. It's not a great photo of you.
No, it's a terrible photo. We all look terrible.
Here's the problem. You want to put that picture up because it's got the royals in, but it isn't a great photo of yourself.
Well, nobody comes out of it well, not just me.
No, I agree. And because of the way we're all stood, and they're already quite tall, we look extra small behind.
Yeah.
Isn't the point of social media, though, to show off a little bit? That's essentially what I'm doing with my profile picture. I want people to think, oh, right, Dev just hangs out with Paul McCartney all the time.
Exactly.
Showing off is all it is.
Exactly. So is he in the new Pirates of the Caribbean film?
Wasn't Keith Richards in one?
I think so.
So there could be a little theme going on there. Has Paul McCartney ever been in a film?
Yeah.
What's he been in? You can say. What?
Yellow Submarine.
What was it?
Yellow Submarine. says HRH.
Do you think he got fully involved, dressed as a pirate and everything?
That doesn't count. If it's like a Beatles film, it doesn't count. No, Paul McCartney's not a pirate. It's silly.
So what are you going to go for then?
Definitely no real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
What?
Yes.
True. So Paul tweeted a picture of the poster with his name on it over the weekend. He is following in the footsteps, you're correct, Dev, of Rolling Stones star Keith Richards, who appeared in one of the previous films as Jack Sparrow's dad. But Paul McCartney is going to be.
Yes, Macca.
And next.
Charity shops across the country have released a joint statement asking people to stop donating copies of The Da Vinci Code because they have too many copies already.
When was that like really popular? That was like the equivalent of, I guess, I was going to say Orange is the New Black, but you know what I'm trying to say. 50 Shades of Grey, there we go.
Yeah.
Was it about 10 years ago? That was massive.
Maybe a bit more, yeah. Last time I went to a charity shop, they were not appreciative of what I took in.
What'd you bring?
Just loads of clothes. And they're like, no, I don't really want them. I was like,
are you
okay,
kidding?
Yeah.
That's a bit upsetting, isn't it?
We got enough. I was like, all right, I'll go elsewhere.
I quite like
buying... What clothes? No, I'll tell you what you were doing. You probably put pants in there, didn't you?
They won't take your pants.
Do they not take pants?
No. They don't. Why would they take pants?
Do they not?
No. Of course they're not taking pants.
Wash them before. They're not going to be like, I'd wash them on a hot wash.
Also, celebrity pants. Not just yours, but other celebrities probably. Yeah. You know, where you've just done a sort of, turned them all in.
You've worn my pants, I've worn your pants before. What's the difference?
It's not a problem. It's brought you closer, if anything.
What's the difference?
Do you think you own other celebrities' pants?
No, it wasn't pants anyway. It was just all right clothes.
How long ago was this?
About a year ago.
I think you should have made more of a song and dance about it. You should have gone in there, sunglasses, gone like, do you know who I am? Scott Mills off the radio. This will fetch you a lot of money, love. There you go. They would have loved it.
I got turned away.
Oh. That's so upsetting.
So, charity shops across the country have released a joint statement saying, can you not send us any more copies of the Da Vinci Code? I've got loads.
Yeah, I'll go in real with this one.
I'm going to go real as well.
That one is no real.
Not real. Although Oxfam's charity shop in Swansea has made a display of all their copies of Dan Brown's book with a sign that says, you could give us another Da Vinci Code, but we'd rather have your vinyl. Apparently they get one copy of the book a day. It's Oxfam in Swansea there if you want a copy.
Scott Mills.
See, there are a lot of charity shops on now who are listening to Radio 1 saying, we would welcome your donation, Scott. Well, thank you. We love all our donations. Say Scope in Whitby.
But not your pants, for clarification.
No, they don't.
What have you framed? A clean pair of framed pants. That would go for a bit of money, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
There's some autograph hunter or celebrity.
There'll be someone who collects celebrity.
Yeah. People who make a good living 100%. Out of it, isn't it? Selling underwear.
100%.
They get mostly thousands of copies of Twilight and 50 Shades. Like thousands. Here's your next fact on today's Real or No Real.
Pharrell's Happy is still a top 10 record in Armenia.
Okay, so...
I think it's a fact that Happy by Pharrell Williams is on somewhere right now. Yeah. At all times it's being played somewhere.
Now that song is, I think it's 4 years old already.
But some countries are like that. Do you not find they're a little bit, how can I put this without offending a lot of people, they're a little bit behind the times in terms of music. I remember it quite a lot when you go on holiday as a kid, you go somewhere like Turkey or whatever, and they'd be playing, I don't know, like
Mika.
Sonia. They're a little bit behind, you know, little catching up. So maybe...
4 years behind.
Well, Pharrell's Happy's only just kind of become popular over
there.
Well,
no, but countries do it at different times as well. Like, this Despacito song is massive around the world, right? It's only just got to number one now. So, you know, we're a bit behind on that one, to be fair, as well.
Depending on when it's been released, yeah.
Yeah, we are behind on that, I guess. I remember also, I seem to remember this is true, the Princess Diana version of Candle in the Wind by Elton John was number one in, not number one, was in the charts in Canada for approximately 12 years.
Really?
Good fact.
Yeah.
That's a good fact. Yeah. How long have you been holding on to that for?
Ages. Just waiting for the right moment, Dev.
He looks so chuffed of himself that he finally got to say it.
He learned that over the weekend, and he was going to find a way to fit it into Real or No Real today.
He looks so heavy.
It's a great fact.
Thank you.
Good fact.
But is Pharrell's Happy still a top 10 hit in Armenia?
I can see this being real. I'm going real, yes.
No, I'm going no real.
That one's real.
Yes. Wow.
Despite being released in 2013, it's at number 5. Adele's Skyfall is number 9.
No, you're lying.
No way.
Skyfall. And wasn't even an album track.
And at number 1 is...
There's been 2 Bonds since then, I think, hasn't there? Not even the last one.
At number 1 is Ireland's Eurovision entry, Dying to Try by Brendan Murray. He didn't even get through to the final.
Wow.
No, he did get through to the final, but didn't win. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Dev, you got 10 as well.
Yes. So where's Gregory James?
Greg is getting a tan in Miami now, fake tan, and he's also hanging out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If you want to find out some other details, we've got him on the show in a bit.
Oh, wow. I don't know whether you've seen the tan on... on Greg's social media.
Yeah.
He just sent me another picture of it, actually, and it's even more tanned than I first thought.
It's getting darker.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow lunchtime, 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.